That said, I will address my views on West tankers and what happens in English court practice, but also what could happen generally about West tankers. And the way I'm going to approach the topic is I will have a rather Cartesian French plan. In the first part, I will speak briefly about West tankers. I assume that a lot of people will be familiar. Then I will give you an overview of the case law in England post West tankers. And then in the second part, which is not revealed tactically in my notes, I will give you my assessment of the situation, and I will explain why, in my view, this is a specific conflict of laws issue. I think arbitration has been historically a playground for conflict of laws, but playgrounds are not always happy places, and certainly very dangerous. Health and safety would close a lot of them if one could know how kids play. So now, before West tankers, it has been a rather seamless practice in English courts to grant undersuit injunctions, not many, in support of arbitration proceedings when an arbitration agreement was present. And statistically, I've looked between 2000 and 2009, there will be about 8 to 9 applications every year reported, and then almost half of them will be granted, almost always will be granted if an arbitration agreement was in the background. And there will be cases where the courts would take a different view. So the decision of the European Court of Justice in the case which we'll call West tankers, but the full name is Allianz and West tankers, that's even that is a short name, has caused really tidal waves in English court practice and has provoked a series of discussions together with the proposed green paper by the European Commission for the reform of the Regulation 44/2001, which has gone well across the English Channel. You would have seen criticism coming from France, Spain, and other parts of the world.